C'est un chou non paumé, c'est-à-dire
It's different from a cabbage, which is ball-shaped and has leaves that fold over and over to form the ball.
En fait, donc,
with kale, the leaves grow in the opposite fashion.
Qui font une boule, alors que là, c'est un chou dont les feuilles sortent dans l'autre sens. C'est un chou qui...
And readily regrow after picking, so you can get several harvests from one plant. There are various varieties, there's green kale, and also a number of purple varieties.
Il y a également des variétés pourpres.
The season runs from September through to March. Some parts of France have been growing it for some time. Yet French consumers aren't used to seeing it on the market stalls. Nicolas hadn't even heard of it 2 years ago. In fact, he discovered it by chance when he was trying out new vegetables.
I had ordered some plants, some seeds, and I started to grow them. I wasn't even that sure what it would look like, and when I saw it, I thought, what on earth is this? And I was actually quite uncertain as to how I was going to sell it.
His clients are from in and around Paris. He initially targeted expatriates who were familiar with kale from their home country. And this is how Nicolas met a certain Kristen Bedard, originally from Pittsburgh, who had just started a blog called The Kale Project to promote this miraculous cabbage in France.
She was an American lady who had been looking for it in France for some time, and she came across it on my stall and began buying from me. She told me that it was extremely popular in the United States, that it was highly fashionable, and that they called it kale.
Kristen Bedard isn't the only one promoting kale in France.